Thank you, Chairman. First of all, let me express my thanks to the other panel members who are listed, specifically Roger Goff, Angela O'Donoghue, who all contributed to the discussion and the deliberations, and also to Adam, Suzanne, and Danielle Foster from Essex County Council Human Resources area, who were there to support us and be our, I suppose, our thought police in the process.
Your thought police.
The candidates had all met Chris and all spoken to Chris, so Chris was not outside, and indeed Chris participated in the various discussions on shortlisting as we ran up to the final shortlist of candidates to interview. Candidates were asked to do a brief presentation about the future of our town centres and initiatives to revitalise them. We also did a social media search to see that there's nothing in the woodwork that would come out to embarrass Celep. The panel met the two candidates that were left on the shortlist and concluded that both of those candidates were appointable. The panel's preferred candidate by some margin was Sarah Dance. She demonstrated detailed understanding of the challenges that Celep faces, the role that she could play in supporting Chris and indeed the board as a whole, and indeed her presentation on the future of the High Street was actually well planned and well delivered. Evidently, she had given that some thought and had got some knowledge of that. Having said that, the panel was concerned that Sarah comes from a single specific sector, the creative sector, and wanted to be assured that she could engage with business more generally. In the process of the interview, she was quite clear that she has run all of her creative businesses on a very commercial basis, so she understands the commerciality, even though she was in the not-for-profit sector. She has lived and worked in Essex in the past. She now is a council taxpayer in Folkestone, I believe, so she lives in Kent, and of course she is the co-chair of the South East Creative Industry Sector Network. I consulted with my fellow vice chairs in the run-up once we got the shortlist and took their comments on board. And I think the panel addressed all those comments. The other point I would make that Sarah was quite strong on diversity issues, and I don't just mean gender diversity issues, I mean very much the wider diversity issues, including disability. So the panel felt that she would actually make quite a good champion for that particular area. The panel obviously recommended that to Chris to see whether Chris had any particular problem with her appointment, which I'm pleased to say you did not, Chris.
No, I'm very, very enthusiastic.
The appointment will be obviously for the next board to make, not for us to make here. But all I would say is that Sarah was also aware that it would affect her current position as co-chair. She assured us that succession planning for the creative industries sector network was well in hand and well underway, and that she felt she could devote sufficient time to the support of the Select Board. So certainly on behalf of the panel, of which I'm the only member present here, I will be happy to recommend her appointment in due course.
George, thank you very much. Any comments, questions, observations to George? Or actually, George is the only panel member here, I think.
I blame it on the
Graham,
others.
Graham's on, sorry, excuse me.
No, I wasn't. No, I was going to make a comment.
Right, so Graham. Graham?
Only to say that I think that's excellent news. I know Sarah, I think she'd be absolutely terrific and really keep us on our toes. The only thing I would query is, does she need to stand down as the co... She may want to stand down as the co-chair of the SecEnds board. I'm not sure she's necessarily disqualified as such because she becomes the deputy chair.
That is what, yeah. what she said. So,
she thinks she does. Okay, yeah, fine. Her yeah. choice. Super.
Yes, Joe.
Oh. Mm.
Yes, yeah. yes. Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, any other comments or observations?
Colette?
Just to reiterate Graeme's point that I know Sarah too, and sure. I think it's a fantastic point.
Great, yeah. excellent. Mm. Okay, everyone.
So she's down from Kamer. She wants to do the Southeast. And what about just the general position of being a member of the business advisory group?
That was a business.
Just on Graeme's question, it would be quite good to clarify whether it's necessary for her to stand down.
Yes. Well, we will.
Because whether she wants to is one.
Depends on work. Yes.
Yeah. Sure.
We'll double check that.
Okay. But for example, I chair the Rural Working Group.
Yeah. Exactly.
We're subject to that.
Exactly. So, otherwise, everyone happy to recommend Sarah's appointment?
Yes. Yeah,
great, thank you. Good, in that case, we'll move on to board membership more generally. Adam, are you going to take this, or is that
no,
Suzanne?
It's just a sort of...
Oh, yes, fine. Well, I thought we were going to... you're going to do more, but we're not. So really, all this really falls to me to do is to thank those people who we know will not be moving on to the SELEP board. I mean, there may be some other councils where we haven't decided yet.